This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Ian has made landfall in western Cuba as a major Category 3 storm. After Hurricane Ian pummels Cuba, it's expected to hit Florida's west coast, maybe Wednesday, as a Category 4 storm. The National Hurricane Center's Andy Latto.
Well, we're currently forecasting to approach Florida as a major hurricane. It may or may not be a major hurricane still when it makes landfall, but the strength will still be close to that intensity.
The AP's Norman Hall.
Tampa and St. Petersburg appeared to be among the most likely targets for the first direct hit by a major storm since 1921. In Tampa, residents lined up for hours to collect bags of sand and clear its store shelves of bottled water. A statewide emergency is in effect. I'm Norman Hall.
In Cuba, authorities evacuated 50,000 people ahead of the hurricane. They've been rushing emergency personnel into areas that were expecting a tough time ahead of Ian's landfall. Final voting now in Russian-held regions of Ukraine, a referendum that's expected to lead to Moscow's annexation of those regions. Kyiv and its Western allies call the vote a sham. A NASA spacecraft rammed an asteroid at blistering speed Monday, a test in case a killer rock ever threatens the Earth. The AP's Tim McGuire.
The DART spacecraft, launched last November, rammed an asteroid at 14,000 miles an hour in an effort to nudge the space rock into a smaller orbit around its twin, 7 million miles from Earth. Data from a bevy of telescopes trained on the pair will be checked to see if the orbit has shifted. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the mission is just the start of protecting the Earth from asteroids like the one thought to have led to the mass extinction of the dinosaurs 66 million years ago.
The Dow dropped 329 points yesterday. This is AP News. Something new in the NFL. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Changes are ahead for the NFL's Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl debuted in 1951, but it has never been a big hit.
We have to do something different.
In 2016, Commissioner Roger Goodell said they need better options.
I'm open to new ideas. I'm open to how we do it. But it's not the kind of game that I think we want to continue to have in its current format.
NFL executive Peter O'Reilly told the AP the full contact Pro Bowl will be replaced by week-long skills competition and a flag football game. There will be a new name, the Pro Bowl Games. O'Reilly says the goal is to celebrate 88 of the biggest stars in the NFL in a really fun, positive, and yet competitive way. I'm Ed Donahue.
Gas is $3.74 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, up about 7 cents in a week. A year ago, gas was $3.18 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.